This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
If you work in quality control at a candy factory, you know strict safety regulations come with the job. It's why you partner with Grainger. Grainger helps you find the high quality and compliant products your business needs to inspect, detect, and help correct issues. And the sweetest part is, everyone gets a product that's as safe to eat as it is delicious. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Cane's. It's Luke Bryan. What can I get you?
Today I'm raising funds with Raising Cane's and my buddy Todd Graves for the Brett Boyer Foundation. Great food.
And a great cause.
Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers.
And the Brett Boyer Foundation.
One love.
Are you looking for an exciting new way to put your skills to work? Explore new career options in the fintech industry at Currency, a Sand Hills global company. They offer full-time positions in financial sales, compliance, operations, and other fields. Also, 4.5-day work week, an attractive benefits package, and opportunities for advancement. Visit gocurrency.com/careers to learn more today.
How do you get so lucky to have an incredible career like this? And only 4.5 days a week.
Yeah.
That's when you know you're efficient. We talked about that earlier. That's when you know you're at the highest of finance. When you're killing it in 4.5 days.
And you don't got to work the weekends?
Yeah. That'd be like us doing like a 45-minute show on Friday.
Willing 7 o'clock hour. See you Monday.
See you later. We're good. We're out of here. That's how good they are. That's how good Sand Hills Global is. FinTech. Jeez. In charge of that. I mean, they got everything going right there. They really do. If you're in finance, you're going to be graduating here soon. Ellie, let people know from Wesley and also we have finance there.
Yeah.
This is the place to go. This is the place your whole life changes.
What's it called again?
It's gocurrency.com/careers, the website.
We've been trying to obtain currency our whole life, Steve. That's what we like to obtain.
You
and
do.
They're helping us do that.
Oh, boy.
No one's calling us right now, are they, though, Steve?
Not really.
FinTech's
I think there's some people that's just a scam on my phone that are offering me jobs. I think it's a scam.
Yeah, I get
this
a lot of
this.
This
is not a scam. Do
yeah,
you? This,
yeah, I get a lot. Yeah. I'm the one guy that they're going to get, too, probably.
You, yeah,
this
you want to hire me for $800 a day? Okay.
Sweet.
Where do I sign
up? What do I do?
It's not going on not a FinTech.
No.
Oh, Yes.
GoCurrency.com/careers. Schaefer, we were talking this earlier in the show that it feels like this NFL draft has the least buzz in a long time.
You mean you're not fired up to see Cam Ward go number 1 overall?
Wait a second. Isn't that something? Isn't that something?
That there's no buzz.
There's not much drama.
Schaefer
there.
Just gave me the look.
Oh, no, I didn't mean to give you the look. I'm just trying to decipher.
Is this about the crown again?
No.
Is this about the crown? Can we just get over this, guys? Let's just say it out. Let's get it out there. All right, what's going on with Fred? What's going on? Are we happy with
you can,
where are we
you
at
can
with
currently
this?
Bid.
The fight's being
advertised
you guys right here.
Yeah, all right, go ahead and address. This is Missing Tooth Greg's
creation.
Since we
brought the crown. Now, we've had some fights in here regarding.
We have not had fights.
It's been uncomfortable.
No, it has.
Let's go over the roster.
It has not been uncomfortable.
Go over the entire roster again.
Missing Tooth Greg put on the glass this morning.
Missing Tooth.
An advertisement for the fight. It says the boxing event of the century between the challenger, Mike Schaefer, and the undisputed Nebraska heavyweight sports writer of the year, Steve Sipple, who has a 73-0-4 record and 68
four draws.
Four draws.
Yeah, Schaefer at 345-2.
Look at Schaefer, though. Yeah. Schaefer looks menacing.
He
does.
Yeah.
He looks menacing. I don't want to tangle with that.
I wouldn't want any part of this fight. You were a hardscrabble youth of Columbus. I grew up soft and complacent.
We were not... This is not a Fred discussion, and we don't need to have a Fred discussion. We're talking about the NFL draft. Greg, thank you, though.
Yes, thank you, Greg.
He taped it. He must have whipped by here at 5 o'clock.
We didn't see that. We didn't see it at all, but so you saw it like in the front. Of the
well, class. Greg, it's pretty little, so we missed it initially, but thank you. It's well done.
So you're saying that the crown has nothing to do with the draft? is what you're saying. Okay.
That's sort of what I was saying.
That's what I want to get to the bottom of. That's what I'm trying,
trying
to figure out.
Trying to tie them together.
We just
see, players that aren't drafted will compete in Las Vegas for NIL money.
And the crown.
That would be awesome if they had a game. And,
it's an American Gladiator-style competition.
God, that would be great to see.
Oh, I would watch that for sure.
Back to the draft, though. So you guys are in alignment. There's just not that much buzz.
Not really. I mean, there's not like a player that you're super excited to see. I guess the Boise State running back, like which team ends up
Ashton
with him.
Ashton Gentry.
That's kind of an intrigue. I mean, Shedeur Sanders.
Sanders is the biggest intrigue of the draft.
Yeah. Like how
he goes.
How high does he go? How far does he fall? That kind of question. Who ultimately, because I think someone will trade up for him in the back half of the first round. Is it going to be the Giants? Is it going to be the Browns? You know, is there a mystery team in there? So there's definitely some storylines or narratives, if you will, but it's beyond that. It just feels like there's a lot of competent, solid football players, but the high end of it isn't outstanding, but the middle of it is. There's a ton of good players. So
there'll be a lot of unique,
a lot of depth,
a lot of unique picks. You'll be like going, okay, didn't see that one coming. Didn't see that happening, but that also, so whoever else is sitting, who's ever up next or next, you know what, the person we want may be available. But you know, there's not a lot of crazy intrigue with what's going on, and it really comes down to the quarterbacks. Is that the conversation, whether it's right or wrong, is that the number one pick would not be the one pick a year ago. He would have been like the seventh pick,
and that would have been
out of quarterbacks.
Yeah, and that would have been. Who were we talking about last year?
Well, last year, your first overall pick was Caleb Williams. Your second was Jaden Daniels. Your third was Drake Mayo. Your eighth was Michael Penix. Your 10th was J.J. McCarthy. Your 11th was Bo Nix.
Who sponsors this segment?
Ben Spurk.
Spurk right now is incredibly impressed.
Spurk is like...
Because you just whipped
that
those
was, That was unbelievable. Yeah.
That was a moment.
Was incredible.
That's why we pay you to come in here. Steve.
I feel like I shouldn't even be on the show anymore. I really
good. He just rattled it off.
But yeah, think about it. I mean, the conversation.
Well, my team was involved. It's not. This isn't that difficult.
It's pretty good.
It is written down. It is. You can go to.
But he rattled it off.
He rattled it off. So, but like the conversation is, hey, Penix, Nix, all those guys, they'd all be one. It'd be the first pick this year.
Jeez.
If it was a year later, they'd be the
first
pick in the draft.
Would Penix get picked over Ward?
That's the conversation.
Oh, yeah.
That is the conversation. You don't ever know because it didn't happen. So we never.
Right,
but that's what everyone says.
We don't need to fight over that one. But that's interesting. So, yeah, we all – now, are you guys going to watch? Are you going to settle in and watch this draft?
I'll watch it. I watch it most years, the first round, generally. And then I'll be watching it Nebraska. There's some day three intrigue. Potentially day two if Ty Robinson could go at the end of the second, somewhere in the third. He's kind of a tweener where he could fall late day two or early day three. So, and then Thomas Vidoni, Isaiah Nair. We'll see what happens with Tommy Hill. Who, a year ago was being discussed as someone who could have been a first-round pick at one point in time. So there's some intrigue there. And then they have a bunch of guys that are going to get phone calls right after that.
Right. There's the seventh. There could be a flurry in the seventh round when we're writing about the spring game, the Husker games. There could be a flurry.
Saturday's the best day to watch. I just like watching
Why'd
the bottom.
Why'd you say that?
Just watching the bottom because it just comes across on the ticker.
So many different picks.
It just comes They're across. They don't read them off.
I'm fascinated by the guy in the truck who wields the power of, you know, they've already packaged or they have all packages of all these different players. And then the guy in the truck has to make the decision. Hey, this is who we're going to go to. This is who they're going to talk about. Whose highlights are seven picks are going to go by, but we're picking out one of these guys.
One of them.
And his family is going to remember that he was up there and. That the guy in the truck has a ton of power with the NFL.
He's smoking that, heater and just lean back in his chair and all right, let's do this one. Yeah.
He gets to be a bit of a kingmaker.
I get intrigued with the awkward hug.
The awkward
with Roger Goodell. The awkward hug.
They're all awkward.
They have to hug Roger Goodell when he comes out with his jersey and stuff. And it's always awkward. There's some weird times.
Some of those are some over the top.
Over the top a little bit.
Like, hey, easy.
Right now, Roger Goodell's like, I have to get up in front of millions of people and get hugged 32 times.
300-pound dude's going to give me a bear hug.
Going to lift me up off the ground. I'm on national TV, and I'm going to get bear. But also... I make around $50 million a year, so I'm going to let it happen.
I think it's a good trade.
Yes, it's a good trade-off.
He's literally making like $50 million.
Yeah, I love the footage that goes into the family home for the party. Like, they're not at somewhere else. They're at their actual house or apartment. I love that. That is my favorite.
That is a good
one. I like watching just to see the drop in there. Yeah. Everyone's the excited. Phone, the whole neighborhood's call. In the kitchen. I love it.
That Sometimes is my there's a few aspect. Too many people, and you're wondering, who's that guy?
Exactly. That's what makes
That'd
it great
That'd be the
me.
Best part to go back like 10 years from now. Then they have a screenshot of everyone in the kitchen, and it's like they're probably going, I haven't talked to that guy in 9 years.
I think it'd be an amazing journalism story.
It'd be a great story. Like I don't even know that was.
I don't even know who that guy was.
That was Barry. That was my cousin's friend, and he was just in town. He got into the kitchen, and there he is, right there.
Eating Oreos
is in the picture.
And then there was the CD Lamb.
Yeah,
the CD Lamb, where he was sitting by his girlfriend. And a call came on a phone, and he grabbed it from her really fast. And I think it wasn't NFL related.
Give me that phone. It's mine.
It was very
His
awkward.
Other girlfriend was confused as to why this woman was on TV.
Hey, why is she there?
If you work in quality control at a candy factory, you know strict safety regulations come with the job. It's why you partner with Grainger. Grainger helps you find the high-quality and compliant products your business needs to inspect, detect, and help correct issues. And the sweetest part is, everyone gets a product that's as safe to eat as it is delicious. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
If you work in quality control at a candy factory, you know strict safety regulations come with the job. It's why you partner with Grainger. Grainger helps you find the high quality and compliant products your business needs to inspect, detect, and help correct issues. And the sweetest part is, everyone gets a product that's as safe to eat as it is delicious. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And it played out for all of us.
Yeah, that was fantastic.
Yeah. CD Lamb.
So, NFL draft tonight at 7 o'clock. Before we get to the game show, Schaefer, back to the spring game for a second. Are you going to be part of the media challenge at all? Were you asked to be part of it?
I have not been. I haven't received any information on this. Doesn't mean something couldn't be coming, I suppose.
Would you do it?
Keith Mann, reach out, please.
I'm okay. I.
What if Mike Schaefer punts the ball?
Don't need to be in the arena. Yeah,
you could be the one punting the recipients.
I think that'd be even worse. I think the punting would go worse.
Oh, God.
I think the only thing that would go worse than the punting or the receiving of the punt would be if I was in the wings challenge.
That'd be okay, right?
I think that would go poorly for me.
Do you?
Yeah, I don't. I'm not a competitive eater type.
No, I can't even watch it.
Yeah.
I cannot watch any speed eating of any sort. I cannot watch it. It freaks me out.
Anyway, I think they got their guy set.
Are you one of them?
No. Well, no, I.
He turned it down many times.
He was the lead at practice.
I would imagine.
He was the lead. Yeah. He's the reigning sports journalist of the year. We have a plaque to
Matt Rhule really wanted it to
also
happen.
Also, Schaefer. Yes. Schaefer understands. I'm 58.
Did they tie some NIL to it? Would that have brought you in?
Yeah. No.
If they paid you a certain amount, you would do it.
Oh, it's six figures, though.
Yes.
I mean,
$100,000 to go catch a punt.
$100,000
to catch a punt.
I'd do it for six figures, but nothing below that.
I would take less, but I still want to be paid.
Yeah. See, that's the thing.
We heard Sean Callahan is going to be returning.
Sean Callahan, Mitch Sherman,
okay.
Kevin Suits,
all right.
And Damon Benning. And there might be one other that I'm missing, but I know those guys.
Is that riveting drama to you guys?
No.
I want to see who catches the punt. Yeah, I'm curious.
I think Kevin Suits will do well.
I do as well. I think he's catching the punt.
It.
The ageless. He doesn't
he's
age.
So,
he doesn't age.
He can. There's, he's one of those
He'll probably
guys
show Damon how to do
he
it.
He can do everything. Suits can do anything.
You guys are big fan. I'm a big fan of Kevin Suits, too.
Absolutely.
He is ageless. Yes. I do not understand.
He's getting younger.
Yes.
He looks younger now than he did 20 years ago.
He's in very good condition.
Very fit.
He's like Keith in that he's very much like Keith in that he's eternally tan.
He is, yep.
I'll bet you he does a Peloton workout before he even heads down to the stadium. I can see him in the morning doing a Peloton workout and then heading down to the stadium.
He'll be ready to go.
Have you ever seen Kevin Suits in a really bad mood?
No, never. That's not possible.
No.
Or ever, dressed poorly
ever,
either.
Or you ever seen like an old pair of gray sweats?
I mean, he always looks good.
No. Never. Like just Spalding sweats.
He's the man.
Spalding sweats and going through a drive-thru at Taco Bell. Never.
Unlikely.
Chance of any of us, there's a chance of that. You can see that. Going through Taco Bell with old sweats on.
This week alone.
Yes. When the last 3 days it could have happened. Yeah. Suits never.
It is, it's time to play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-568-5. Your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. Yes, you guys are 3-0. Going for a perfect week, possibly. Today's topic is Throwback Thursday. Random number here. Number 3 overall picks in the NFL draft from years past. I will tell you the school they went to, the position, the team that drafted them, and the year. I need to know the player.
This is right up.
And Mike Schaefer
out.
Is the lifeline today.
This is Schaefer.
NFL draft guru over here. Got it, Sip?
Yes.
Makes sense? 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685. Call the take down Sip and Schaefer in trivia. Number 3 overall picks of the past in the NFL draft.
Number 3.
Yeah, not number 1. Number 2, number 3.
Okay.
Schaefer feels good about this. Yeah. Right, Schaefer?
Yeah.
Not sure.
I mean, we'll see how it goes.
Okay. We got Aaron. Aaron, how do you feel about number 3 overall picks of the past in the NFL draft?
Not too bad.
Okay.
Aaron.
All right, Aaron.
Yes.
First question goes to you. Schaefer, a lifeline for Sip for one question as always. Aaron, what Michigan wide receiver did the Browns take number 3 overall in 2005?
Braylon Edwards.
Brilliant!
Aaron might be a problem.
I think you guys might be in a
Aaron might
pickle.
Be a problem.
Schaefer
did you
have it, Schaefer?
I had that.
Did you? Okay.
I had that.
Schaefer had it, and I could definitely... I mean, now that he said the name, I know that. Mm-hmm. Anyway, let's do this.
Okay. 1-0 lead for Aaron. Sip, first question. Schaefer's in play. What Alabama running back did the Browns take number 3 overall in 2012?
Do you want me to...
100% yours, Shane.
Trent Richardson.
Okay. Brilliant!
Trent Richardson.
Well, I didn't have
correct.
It.
One
he
more.
He didn't have it.
Alabama had a lot of kind of nameless, faceless, similar running backs.
They're all the same size.
I think he was the only one that went in the first round, though, because I think Henry was second round. Lacy was second round.
Oh, Ingram was second round.
Okay. 1-1 tie.
Derrick Henry, second rounder.
That's crazy. He's been this good this long.
First ballot Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
No doubt. Back to you, Aaron, for the lead. Last question. What Oregon quarterback did the Bengals take 3rd overall in 1999?
Got it.
Achilles Smith.
Brilliant.
Okay, Aaron is the
Sibyl,
problem.
You
so
are
we're,
in
talking
a fight.
To, we're talking to the NFL Network right now is what we are. This is great. Adam Schefter, thanks for calling
sounds,
in.
Yeah. We've got Schefter.
Cool. Schefty.
All right, Sip, to you. You're on your own. Schaefer, can I help you to go to the tiebreaker and keep the undefeated week potentially alive? What Oklahoma defensive tackle did the Bucs take 3rd overall in 2010?
I should know this because he was the discussion was like, is he better than Sue?
Sue and blank.
Yeah, then it became, Sue's way better. You know, it evolved into, his name was Gerald Williams. Gerald Smith.
I got it.
Gerald something.
McCoy?
Gerald McCoy.
Yeah, I'm going to give it to him.
You're right there.
Pick the last name.
So right close. There.
Gerald McCoy. So I'm going to give that as a win to Aaron. But
you really
were
on
the right
no
track.
Chance
You're on the right track. Yeah, Aaron was a buzzsaw.
Aaron, yeah,
today.
We ran into this. It's like Aaron made the game up.
Aaron, are you actually Adam Schefter?
Yes, is this Schefter?
Is this Aaron Schefter?
Aaron Schefter called
brother
in.
Of Adam?
Hey, Schefter.
He called from ESPN. He's in Bristol.
Like call five more Bristol. Seconds, I would have got him.
Yeah. Aaron, congrats with your bagels. Thanks for calling in and calling down the road. Nice win today.
Thank you.
All right. Nice win for Aaron. This is for Bill now. Tiebreaker.
Here we go.
How many passing touchdowns did Akili Smith have in four NFL seasons?
28.
Oh, God. I kind of think it's a little more than that.
I would go under. Or under? I will go under. I'm under.
How about five? five touchdowns.
He had a bad career.
Five touchdowns and 13 picks in four seasons for Akili Smith.
He's from Grossmont Junior College.
Is he? In California.
In California. Grossmont Junior College in San Diego is where he played at. And then he went.
What
to
happened
work.
To him?
Did you recruit him?
Did not. I was my logo was not working at that time. I didn't have the correct logo to get me into that one. Yes.
What correct. Logo were you at?
I don't know. I'm not sure I was at, but it was. What year was it?
He was drafted in 99.
Yeah, I was at New Mexico State. I had a hard time beating Oregon on him.
The years in the desert.
Yes.
Were 4 years. Yes. Actually, 28 years.
But the years in the desert were right.
So the NFL didn't work for him.
No. Nope. He was a bust.
That was the was that the Tim Couch draft as well?
I think it was. 99 was the Tim Couch draft.
And then you had McNabb.
Yep.
So Couch was a bust too.
He was.
Two busts. Two. Well, those are those both first round busts?
Absolutely.
It's unbelievable.
There's a lot of those.
There's a lot of those.
I know. It just boggles my mind. Like, how do you miss and why doesn't it work? Why does it work in college and then not in the pros?
Big question.
How do you miss that bad?
You'd make a lot of money if you knew that exact answer.
Psychology. I don't know if I call it a miss, but why does it not work? Like, I don't. Is that a miss? Are you missing?
There's a lot to it. A lot of time there's health. What is your team like? Where do you go as a player? I mean, all of a sudden you just fall backwards into the situation. You look at a player like Mahomes. Falls into behind Alex Smith, learns, does this. You look at Aaron Rodgers, he's behind. You see certain, sometimes you get thrown, like Carr got thrown in
too far to
the Texans, and he gets sacked 500 times and gets beat up so bad that his body's a wreck. So there's so many variables to
football's
it. It's not just like, he's a bust. No, hang on a second. There's more to it than that. And your roster, and who's your owner? I mean, why is there certain teams that have... Like I said, the Packers have had four quarterbacks in like 28 years, and the Bears have had over 100. Just think about it. So there's all these different things.
I do. The football variables is what makes football appealing to me.
Oh, yeah.
I
mean,
so it's a hard one to say it's just all on this. Right. Just a bust.
Just think if we had to like talk about tennis every day. I mean, what do you talk about?
There's busts there, too, I think.
Long, fault, out, foot fault. Hour three is next, and early break of the ticket.
If your job at a healthcare facility includes disinfecting against viruses, you know prevention is the best medicine. And maintaining healthy spaces starts with a healthy cleaning routine. Grainger's world-class supply chain helps ensure you have the quality products you need when you need them. From disinfectants and cleaning supplies to personal protective equipment, so you can help deliver a clean bill of health. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.